to the beat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're live with your host, Most John, and...
Lifika, a.k.a. Chow Stacks, Chow Honey, Fig Day, Fig Daddy. And for today, we're going with Jedi Master Dave for 20, because it's a dope day today. Shout out to Stoney.
Stoney's bringing in the last... This is the last punch of the Stoney week. And you can see that Feeks and I are sitting on the same... Well, if you're listening, you can't see, but we're sitting on the same side of the room. We got the screen up, so you know what that means.
Interview.
And we've got the one, the only... Freddie Prince,
yes,
with
yes,
us
yes.
today,
Thank
Ottawa
you for having
local
me.
Legend. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. I'm chilling. It's been a long day, but ending it right.
Yes, sir. We're gonna smoke. Right. We're gonna smoke some joints. We're gonna talk about Freddie Prince. We're gonna talk about weed. We're gonna talk about music. We're gonna talk about food.
All good topics. All good topics.
Yes, sir. So let's kick it off. You know, with our main guy Stoney, sponsor here. We're gonna light some of this up. Feeks and I are smoking on a big old joint filled with, I don't know, it came in a black bag with a number on it, and we can't figure out the strain name, so shout out to Stoney for the experimental kush. I'm going to name it myself.
But they do have barcodes at the back of the bag, so you can check what strain of kush you got for the limited editions.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking on some mimosa. I'm excited to get into this. This is my first time smoking any Sony strain, so...
Likewise. Actually, you know no. I lied.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Put this in rotation, light the blunt and spark it.
Oh, no. Can't spark it.
Uh-oh. We need an off-screen lighter. Off-screen lighter. It's covered in. All right, we got backup.
There we go.
Stoney, thank you for all the kush. It has been a great week doing business with you guys. I will say, it's been a blast getting blasted off the Stoney.
This is my first time smoking weed, by the way.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. Right.
Of all time, this is it. All right, yeah, so sucks. Let's kick it off. How's your mimosa, by the way?
Good. I almost forgot about the mic.
We'll kick it off. We're going to get right into the man, Freddie Prince, right off the bat here. You've been doing your thing here in Ottawa a long time.
Yeah, I would say like almost like 9 years about. Yeah, just about.
Nine years. So that puts you back at 2012. In 2013, we got the Cold Capital Project.
Yes, sir.
So that's crazy. A year after you started.
Yeah, so I kind of just like took a year to just perfect everything, kind of get things right, and try different things. And then I put together a little pre-project before that, but I don't think a lot of people heard it.
No?
Nah.
Is it the one on SoundCloud with like a white cover on it?
Yeah.
I forget the name. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But I did check it out.
Yeah, it might be that. Yeah, well, it has my face on it.
Yeah. So you put that out in 2012?
Yeah, I put that out in 2012, and then I followed it up with the Cold Capital project.
Then you dropped the beast of a project. That was such a piece of work, bro.
Thank you.
I've got to say, I mean, it's one of my favorite projects I've heard out of Ottawa, and I'm just cheesed that I'm getting to know it in the past week or so. Like,
it's been out since 2012.
I know, and I don't even know how I haven't stumbled upon it. It's got a Fire City Fidelity feature on there.
Starts off with my man Michael Gambon with the intro, bro, with the sample, bro.
Pound cake.
Hey?
Or layer cake. Wow, pound cake. Layer cake.
We got the fucking Bobby Brugal back when he was Castro Crosby on
yes,
there too.
Sir.
I don't know. That album I thought it was a behemoth in size, but it was super, super well done.
Thank you.
How's that
Thank
feel you. Coming off a first project being like I don't know. After putting that out, I feel like if I were you, I'd be looking at that and being really content with my work. How'd that feel?
Yeah, well that was a plan. Like I didn't like from the idea was if it was the last or only project I ever put out, that was something I wanted to be able to stand on, and it'd be like not have any regrets or like, oh, I wish I didn't say that, or I wish that, whatever, you know? So I kind of just put everything into it and made sure that, if it was the last piece of music you ever heard from me, that's what I would like to, you know, kind of go out with.
Good. And who'd you work with on that project in terms of production-wise?
Production-wise, let me think back. Like it was a few different people. Like a lot of people I linked up on online.
Like, oh, okay.
I was just getting into Twitter at that time.
Wow. So those were just people you'd hit up online.
Different people. And then with the features, I kind of just had a relationship with everybody. But it was a lot of just online type beats, you know. Yeah,
so you were on, like, you were doing that online type thing before mm-hmm. everyone was kind of doing the online type thing that we see. So it's that's popular today, dude.
It is popular. I think it took off a bit more now, but like at the time there was like SoundClick, there was what else? Like obviously YouTube for sure. There was definitely a few people I hit up for beats, but I don't know. I can't remember. Like, damn, I'm trying to think who I worked with.
We actually heard that you've had a pretty good relationship with OTR.
Yes, yes. So right after that project, we started working heavy. Like, most of the songs you hear, like a lot of it's engineered by him, or mixed, or has his fingerprints on it. So yeah, shout out to OTR.
That's dope. Sick. That's crazy that you just found these beats on YouTube though, man, because
not all of them, just like different places, like YouTube, there's SoundClick, there's man, I don't want to leave anybody out, but if I am, I'm sorry. But yeah, there's a lot though. There's just different places, you know.
No,
different
definitely. Cuz like it goes from like, you know, when you just the intro, and then it's got this like sick ass Tame Impala / Ego theme to it on the Cold Capital intro, like just that first track, you know what I'm saying?
That was big. I got put onto an artist and I loved it so much. I'm like, I gotta sample it. So I started listening to the artist called Toro Imoi. Okay. So Toroymoi. And I listened to one of his projects and I was really like, it was just different at the time. I was like, yo, I'm really fucking with this. And it was really left field, I guess. And I was able to come across like a sample of it, and I was able to just, I just hollered at the person. He fixed up the beat and all that, and I was able to actually like have an idea and execute it all the way through, you know. Yeah. So that was I was really satisfied with that song for sure.
So with Cold Capital Project, you just said if that was the last piece of work you put out, you'd be happy. You just wanted to be happy with it. You know, that'd be the only thing people were left with of Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
That's a year into your career. Is that actually how you felt at that time? Like, did you have a lot of doubts on pursuing this?
Yeah. See, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, right? When he when he dropped Reasonable Doubt, he always said like, I didn't plan on dropping another album. That was like it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of took that approach. Like, your first album should be, or your first project or whatever, should probably be your best work if you haven't, you have so much to say, you know?
Definitely.
So I think I kind of just took that approach and just was like, yo, if no one ever hears me again, this is it, you know?
That's dope that you say you're a huge Jay-Z fan, because we heard it in Circular Success. See, that little Jay-Z feature, dog. I was crazy, dog.
There's no credit there, so I was listening to it. I was like, this guy sounds so much like Jay-Z. And I was like, the fuck?
Yeah. So early, gives away the time. Because, that wouldn't slide now, for sure. But, not at all. But I heard the beat, and I... Feeling It is one of the songs I've always loved, you know? Mm. So I was able to sample that, put it on the beat, and it just worked out really well.
It worked perfectly, it worked really bro. Well, you know? Like, he was on the hook, bro. It was featuring Hov.
Yeah. I can say, you know?
I looked at it, I was like, is this Jay-Z? And there's no feature. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, it makes sense. Like, it's a very early project. There's no way he's got a Jay-Z feature on there. I was like, but who is it? Is it him switching his voice up? But no. Okay, that makes sense. It was just a complete snip.
That's actually what I love about your work the most, man, is just like how you mess with the samples in all your projects, bro. Like, even in Elevation. My life, my life, my life, my life. Like, bro.
Man, I
killer.
Love that song, you know?
Even just... then you hit the Cream sample too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Cream 13.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of like just great skits too, like sampled skits too. I fuck with that. Like,
I came across a really dope movie that really resonated with me at the time, you know? Mm. So Yeah, Layer Cake was just something that just was like such a dope movie. Kind of like,
well, that's that movie with Daniel Craig where they rob shit, isn't it? Yeah.
But like, if you really look at the movie, it kind of just shows like just layers of the underworld, you know, and just like how things kind of formulate from the doctor's office to like the pharmaceutical area to like, you know what I mean? Just people doing nefarious things with it, you know? So, yeah, it's just cool. It was just cool to watch, and I was able to, you know, just put my take on it if I was able to create a soundtrack to it or something like that, you know?
I was going to say, it sounds more multimedia than just a rap album, you know what I mean? Like, you had a very, it's very three-dimensional, if you will.
Well, I'm a big fan, like, I think I'm more of an R&B fan than, like, a hip-hop fan. Like, I think it's equal, actually. Mm. But, like, I'm a big enough R&B fan that, like, you know, I can have that influence for sure.
Who you rock with?
Man, there's too many to name. Like, I like Lloyd. Word. I like Jodeci. I like...
What about Ray J?
I like Mary J, obviously. Yeah, like, just... Like, just name it, you know? Like, right. But there's that. And then I'm also into funk and soul, too.
You can know? Hear that.
So, yeah, like, one of my favorite artists is, like, Bootsy Collins. Like, I love Bootsy Collins. If you never heard of Bootsy Collins, definitely after this interview, go check him out. Real funky
after
shit.
After this interview.
Damn.
You heard after him. This. After this interview.
Yeah. But yeah, real funky shit though, real dope. So, I think those influences kind of just show themselves, and I guess like my take on you know what I hear and how I'm trying to get it out there, you know.
Do you think listening to more diverse shit makes you a better artist?
For sure. If I never listened to Tori Amoy, I don't think that song would have ever turned out that way. Now, mind you, I had the song on different beats before I came across that, but the there's a feeling that it like music is energy, man.
Word.
And so I felt like when the song went on that, like there was a different type of energy it emitted, you know, and I needed that. It felt cold. It was the intro. I needed that, you know? Mm. So it was just something different. So I think instrumentation plays a big part in how you deliver a message, not just the words too, you know.
Facts.
That was dope.
All right, now we get 4 years later. Well, we get the Cold Capital Project Part 2.
True.
That gets dropped.
Yep.
Did you feel like you had to do a part two for that, or what was the reason for doing the part two?
No, I'm surprised you actually brought that up.
Yeah, shit. We peeped it on SoundCloud. We thought there wasn't a part two, and then we just peeped it like yesterday.
It's only like six tracks, though.
Yeah.
That's a long project. Did you just think, like, why didn't you just do like a deluxe or something? I guess it was like 3 years later.
I guess
later.
At the time, I guess,
deluxes have always been a thing, though.
Not well, yeah, deluxe is a thing, but like, it's got to be closer to the time. It was like 3 years later. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I felt like I was due for another project because people were asking me. So I think it was more of
a compilation pressure?
Of, a little bit, but yeah, it was a compilation of songs that I had and like a compilation of other songs that I wanted to try. And I think I just was able, I tried to just put them together the best way I could. And, yeah, there were cool songs on there for sure. Like, there's some songs I really like, but
I like that Her song.
Yeah, see, that was different. I felt like, you know, like it. Yeah, that was some. That actually was like a poem, and then it flipped into a song.
So you write poetry?
I wasn't trying to, but I guess it just happened that way. But yeah, I don't think I wouldn't say I write poetry, but I did write a poem. You know, I write different things though. I've written a short story before.
That's dope.
So like I like different types of writing, you know.
So you write your raps? You're not a freak, not a go in the booth and freestyle.
I definitely write my. I feel like the way I look at it, there's nothing wrong with freestyling. There's nothing wrong with that. For me, I think I owe it to the listener to just take my time, because you're gonna take your time and listen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's lost nowadays?
A little bit, yeah. Depends who you ask. Like, Jay-Z is a, he's an alien, though. Like, he could, like, you'll resonate to a song, and he's like, yeah, I wrote that in 20 minutes, dog.
Dog.
You know? and does it right, you know? That's crazy. That's cool. Different people, you know, different methods, you know, so.
I find it crazy, too, how he can write, like, just, he wrote the Space Jam rap. You know what I mean? Like the Bugs Bunny rap in Space Jam.
Oh, I didn't know.
He wrote Still Dre for Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Yeah. He's writing fucking cartoon hits West Coast like anthems.
But that's like that's cool to me. Like that's really some shit like I would like to kind of just like do into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I could just write songs for the rest of my life, that would be cool. I mean, I would put songs out but I wouldn't necessarily like I do shit that I'm feeling. I wouldn't do it out of obligation, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people do things out of obligation now sometimes.
So do you think like you said you'd like ghostwrite for people or just like be a songwriter, you know? Like that's a profession all on its own, right?
Yeah.
It's a very different thing from ghostwriting. You do that. Would you do that because, you know, just to keep your like pencil sharp, or would it be just because, you know, it'd be a lot easier than having to maintain the image of being an artist?
I think this, to answer that honestly, in this day and age, it would be a bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of stuff that I don't agree with that, you know, people do kind of keeping up with the Joneses, for a lack of better term, you know, just kind of keep up with society, keep up with what's trendy. And another part of me, like, I've always been into songwriting. Like, I think that's how I started,
mm-hmm.
more or less. So, like, I never, like, the idea of being an artist was to get the idea that I had out there because I didn't have someone to, like, songwrite for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think ghostwriting is sick, bro.
I think it is. Too. Like, it just is. Being a like, songwriter.
As, in, as being a ghostwriter. Like, obviously not having someone write your shit for you, but...
But, yeah. Like, just even having that, like, collaboration of being with another artist and them kind of just presenting a canvas and you kind of just being like, yo, all right, so, like, if you do this and you do this and this person might add this and that, you know what I mean? Like, I like that collaboration. It's 100%. Dope. So, like, I don't always... write the song for someone.
Yeah.
But it's like we're working together, you know. I might come with an idea or a melody or whatever the case. Like words. A lot of times, like I'm good at just putting words together, you know. So,
mm-hmm. So do you like when you see it in like the mainstream hip hop? Like when you see a song written by one person, or a song written by like however many plus one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are your two thoughts when it comes to those two albums or songs when you're listening to them? Like, do you think it takes away from a song if it's got more people writing its lyrics?
No, I think, no. Cause I was listening to Michael Jackson this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I couldn't tell you the credits on that, you know,
facts.
But I know it's more than two.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We've had this conversation on just our regular weekly shows, and we broke it down to like that's what music is. Like, you collaborate with people and you create art, but it's kind of like what you want to go as. So if you're an artist, sure, you can collaborate and stuff, but if you're going as a rapper, you know what I'm saying, and you can't be really working with people, like kind of like how we'd say Kendrick says, you know, fuck that ghostwriting shit, I write all my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just,
and like he's got the accolades to show for
exactly
that, you know
what
I mean?
I think it's just solely on like what the artist wants, you know what I'm saying? Like if they want to be a rapper, they know what they need to do, whereas what we were saying, music is a collaborative thing and people like to work together and shit like that. So
it sucks.
I guess it all boils down to the artist. Like, are you an artist that are you able to be produced? Are you someone that's more like, I have some like structured and this is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that not being able to be produced, but like not so ready to take direction other than your own. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Right. I would assume that Kanye would, I've never met the person before, but I would assume, I don't know, but I would assume that he is someone that is not quick to take direction or production from someone else,
but very quick to collab.
But quick to collab, so yeah, very yeah. So that's a good point. Quick to collab. So I don't know. I would like his process, his working process, is probably very very interesting.
Mm. But like, so that's what I mean. It depends on the artist, right? Like Kanye is very open about how he collabs with everyone, whereas Drake never says I work with anyone. But oh, suddenly Quentin Miller's writing your raps, kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? That, like, it just depends on the artist.
Yeah. It's like, you know, those guys who, you know, are just out there for the clout, out there for the name, out there for the money. You know, it's not like they're preaching that they're the best lyricists in the game, right? They're just there for a quick bag and then to get out. But those people who fucking, their whole thing is that they're an industry tycoon and that their bars are what they stand on, then you're going to have a problem if you've got people in your, you know, credits.
Right. Yeah.
But yo, man, it's time to talk about the history of Kush and hip hop. You know,
is it time? You're decided. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Decided,
and right. Especially because I hear it in your music, just in that EP. Keep it in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Keep this in rotation.
Keep this in rotation. Keep this in rotation. Yes.
I love that shit. Just even the first track, Rotation, bro. Like banger, dog. Like,
nice. Thank you. That's another. That's another project that I like as well too. I mean, I like all the projects, obviously. But yeah, that one was cool too. I feel like it was what I feel like I executed what I was trying to do on Cole Capital too.
Mm-hmm.
With Keep This in Rotation, personally,
it was nice. It was a little project, like, and I liked it too because the sample on I Don't Know Shit, where it's like, what you talking about, Rotation, G? You only got like two tracks, bro.
Yeah, that was a sick fucking track. Like arguing with the fucking voice throughout it.
Yeah. That was a shout out to my homie Jarrell, man. That was cool. He was able to do that for me.
It's dope that you're like kind of aware that, you know, I don't have much music out, but like, you know, like I'm still coming.
Yeah,
with
that was the whole issue. He's like, yo, you haven't haven't released anything in a while, and then now it's what, like 5-6 songs?
Yeah.
Not helping your case.
Sorry. Bye. I'm baked too. Shout out to Stoney.
I'm trying to get on your level.
So you've dropped you dropped the Cold Capital project, which is like a full ass album, undoubtedly an album, right?
Yes.
So then we've got Cicada Underground, Keep This in Rotation, two EPs, 2017, 2018. What are you doing when it comes to an album?
So right now, currently, it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm currently working on an album.
Nice. What's it called?
It's called, ironically, Still in Rotation.
Hey.
Yeah.
You planned that, didn't you?
I couldn't.
Where did the name Cicada Underground come from, just before we move on?
It's kind of okay, so I'm a fan of just learning new shit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was watching the Discovery Network, like some shit on YouTube, deep loopholes end up somewhere, and yeah, they were talking about like cicadas, how like
they live underground,
they live underground for like 17 years, some 17, some like 13, you know.
Yeah.
14, one of the two. And every so often they just...
They're coming back this year.
This year, yeah.
This year. So they just, it's been 15 years.
Damn!
It's 15?
It's been 15 this year. So, like, they're supposed to come this summer. It's been like 15 years.
Okay. I thought it was 17. But I could be wrong. But anyways. And I just, like, just the whole... Like, their whole shit is... they live underground for mad long. They come up and they mate. And then they die. And I was like, yo, your whole purpose is what exactly?
Fuck shit up, bro.
Yeah, so I just thought that whole concept was cool. And I was like, yo, I kind of just related it like, I'm gonna stay low and build. And when I come up, I'm going to come up with a bang.
Wow.
And you have Cicada Underground.
I like that. Dope. I like that. I like that.
The chicken grease with Castro Crosby, bro.
Curtain call, bro.
Curtain call, that beat.
And also, I haven't shot a video in a while. Or ever.
I can't remember. I feel like I haven't seen any videos, but like I was going through, like you got something on in your bio, like something, a video.
Yeah, no, there's videos now, more videos now. But at the time then, there wasn't a lot of videos, you know?
You like doing videos?
No. But like, they have to get done.
But y'all do them, you know?
You know, they got to get done.
Why don't you like them?
Like, what answer you want? The real answer or a rapper answer?
The real answer.
Real answer.
Okay.
Man.
Real answer. Personally, like, if I was going to act, I would rather get paid to act, not act or act something outside of myself. You know, why would I want to act myself? Or if I want to act myself, get paid to act myself. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people, like, if you're a personality, like, whatever, like, Snoop Dogg will go on fucking Law and Order and get paid to be Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So, yeah, that's how I feel about it, personally.
Don't do anything for free.
I mean,
but it's myself, though, so yeah. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially because I look at your gram and stuff, and you seem like a really artistic person, like, not even just music-wise. Thanks. And even just, like, your SoundCloud bio was bridging the gap between art and sound,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a music video is a great opportunity to display exactly that quote, almost, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like most people kind of will go about a music video just stand in front of the camera doing shit, you know? But you could take it on some Kanye level. Lost
no,
in the
no,
world.
And that's what I definitely, like, try to do. But then I get too creative, and then it's like shit I can't do.
Word. You know?
Then I'm like, oh, how do I scale this back? Mm. And then it ends up being a video you're going to see on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Word.
Mm-hmm. So, but if you'd like to give me some money, I'll make the videos you want me to make. You know what I mean? The videos I want to make too.
Some of those, like the mainstream videos have like budgets like $1 million. Like,
you can make
a short film for that, man.
Like, short films are dope. Like, that's the next shit I want to really get into.
Word.
Like, I feel like, so the project that I thought nobody like really, so the one with my face on it.
Yeah. Mm.
I did like a. an intro, like I shot an intro. It's gone now, though. You can't find it. But like, I shot an intro, and the feel of it is like a short film. And I was like, it was probably 15 seconds, but it took like 2 weeks to like make, though, like whack shit. Like, I think that's what turned me off from like any film, doing film or whatever myself. But yeah, I really liked how that turned out. For what it was, you know, it was just a little intro. It wasn't much. It was like scenery and me talking over it, you know, some like artistic shit, you know.
Nah,
but yeah, I guess I could do more of that, you know. I guess, but we'll see. I'll have some stuff stored, some stuff that, like, you know, it'll grab your attention at least, and then you'll listen to my music, and then you'll be like, yo, you know, maybe we'll do more, and then, you know, we can become, you know, fans, and then start, you know, we'll keep in touch and shit, you know.
Facts. No, I feel that.
All right, let's talk weed.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Especially, okay, so how has weed kind of been, how has weed affected your life since, you know, up and coming album's called Still in Rotation? We got Keep This in Rotation. A lot of weed references.
Song's called
you.
Dope.
I love that song. We love that song. Pumping that shit.
I think it just allows me to kind of just hear different things, or just like, I don't know, help with just block out maybe outside stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just different things. I don't know. I can't really explain it right now, but in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a vibe to like listen back to music, or listen to a beat, kind of hear a different approach on it, you know.
For real.
There's a lot of different things. I can't really pinpoint it, but in the moment, you know, it does a lot.
It's crazy because, you know, we were just going through some articles and stuff, and we were looking at the history of weed and hip hop. And in like 1988, you know, NWA, some other dudes were dropping and they were rapping, but it was no weed talk. About like no weed whatsoever. It was all sort of raps about like screw the crack game and shit like that. And then literally 2 years later, 1 year later, Cypress Hill comes out of nowhere and just starts rapping all this shit about Kush and stuff. And it's crazy just seeing the growth of Kush within hip hop to eventually like Dre with the Chronic.
Now it's like an integral part.
Exactly.
Right? The stat is like in the early 80s or in the early 1980s, yeah. There's like four tracks that even reference weed. And then by the mid 90s, so like 15 years later or so, 15 years later, 45% of tracks reference pot. It's fucking crazy. Shit. So like in those short years, it became like a very, very, very integral part of rap music. So since then, do you think it's become like even more so? Like, do you think it's bigger than that? Would you say it's over 50% of weed or raps renting weed?
Yeah, maybe. Over 50%. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would probably agree. I mean, I'm part of it. I don't know who else is, but I would say, yeah, there's a good portion of people that there's a lot of people smoke weed, yo.
Bro. Dude, it's,
you know, and a lot of people rap.
It's crazy to think how far, like, weed has come, like, from 1988 with Reagan's, like, say no policy.
Just say no.
And shit like that, you know, and now it's.
It's legal.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. Legal.
I guess not in the States, but, like, they still get in there. But just.
Well, some states.
Yeah. Weird.
What do you think about just weed culture here in Ottawa?
It's actually really dope. It's really
good pun.
Don't even ask me how. But yeah, it's really like dense, and I didn't understand how dense it was until someone kind of like introduced me to one person, and then that person introduced me to another person, and I was like within a 4-person radius.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa. You guys have a lot of just cannabis knowledge, period, you know?
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's from the top down. It's just a pyramid scheme. Maybe. Everyone smokes weed here in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Did you used to go to, like, the 420 protests?
Nah, every day. I didn't want to smoke outside. Like, I just, like, personally, I was like, yo, I'm not trying to go to the parliament.
Smoke, sticking it to the man, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck the man, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll Skype it in though.
It's legal, bro.
I think it kind of lost its meaning. Do you think weed got less cool? Rago thinks that weed got less cool after it was legalized.
Okay, I could see. I guess there's a. There's like a corny like portion to it, you know? I'm not okay. I'm just not part of that clique, so I don't know. I can't speak for them. But yeah, I guess you're right. You're right about that, but like, I don't know. I don't want to speak on them because I don't think I'm a part of that crew.
Like back in the day, you know, kind of a badass used to smoke Kush, you know?
Yeah, you used to be the cool
thing. These guys fucking smoking dank, bro. That's Dacha, bro. Like,
you know? Parents don't want their kids to hang out with
them. Yeah. You know? Still but probably like, the case, though.
I would say, like, early high school, I was, like, into, like, sports, though. Like, just, like, basketball, football. Football, kind of just started playing football, but like basketball, like I was really into basketball, you know. That didn't go far because like I'm not that tall, you know, but but yeah, like I like basketball, and I don't know, at one point it went from like, you know, here and there to like mad just smoking a lot of weed, you know.
Yeah, I feel that weed, bro. For high school was the start, dog. Like I can see it now.
The precursor, bro. Yeah.
What's your favorite song about weed and movie about weed?
My favorite movie about weed would have to be. Well, I like food, so I'm gonna say Harold Kumar, I guess.
Nice. So, which one?
Castle or Guantanamo Bay?
White Castle, but like personally, I think Guantanamo Bay is a better movie. Yeah, personally, but whatever. That's just, I don't know. Anyways, But and song. Shit.
Like when you were a kid, was there ever a track that you would always blaze up to?
You and your boys when you're session over.
Mary Jane. Rick James. Mary Jane.
Let's go. Nice.
Rick James.
We just had this conversation
on our pod.
On our pod here too. I don't even know why. Why were we talking about we? Oh, because
it was 420. It was just 420 recently.
And you're saying what the best song, the best
weed
song?
Yeah, we were just talking about our favorite music and like things to listen to and watch when we're stoned. But yeah, I just love like 90s West Coast rap when I'm big sometimes.
True.
Like, I'm just trying to say like there is like, nothing wrong with Nate Dogg when you're baked.
Oh, 100%.
Guys, 100%. The king cut on a little regulate songs.
Cut on whatever, you know, but I just think, like, just sonically, what I want to listen to when I'm high and no one's there to fuck it up, I would say Rick James. Yo, dead ass, though.
That's hype. That's
it
hype.
Sounds funny, but yo, listen to it.
No, try Rick it. James is sick.
Yeah. I'm Rick James, bitch.
That just makes me laugh. Like,
and it's like the song is about weed. Like, do you really love me, Mary Jane?
I gotta jab it.
Rick James was before his times. That guy was crazy, bro. That guy was crazy.
For sure.
That's a good segue into drugs and music, in all honesty, Rick James.
Okay.
Because Rick James, I don't know. He didn't, like, glorify, you know, the problems he had with substances, but it was definitely a huge part of who he is. What do you think about that in the larger scale of hip hop now? Do you think that weed or drugs play too much of a role in rap or not?
I at one point I would say yeah, but I think quite honestly, you get what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're kind of looking for a certain type of music and like you're just trying to vibrate on a certain type of level, like you're gonna gravitate to that, you know. So I think it's always been there. It's just if you're looking for it, you know.
You gotta dig. The music's game oversaturated now.
Exactly. So like, there's too much music for you to be like, oh, there's too much drug music, because as much as there's that, there's like a million other stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That you can go listen to. So, yeah, no, I don't think that.
Interesting. But it definitely plays a large role in just the culture of it all, right?
I feel like it always did, though.
That's facts.
You know?
It started off.
Like, people were doing acid early, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, often. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
When are you talking, like, hip, like 90s hip-hop, or, like, you talking, like, rock and roll, like, ages of the 60s?
I'm talking, like, God Bless the Dead, but, like Ray Charles was on heroin. Like,
yeah.
It's always been around.
Drugs like, and music go hand in hand.
So, nah, it's not now that it... We have Instagram now, I guess, but... That's true. No, it's been around.
Yo, I completely forgot to mention when we were talking about the Cold Capital Project, bro, was that cypher you had on the
premonition. That's a great segue into what I want to talk about next. But can you tell us a bit about that track, please? The premonition.
How was it gathering all those prominent figures in Ottawa, bro? Like Ottawa rap scene right there.
Yeah, so I think how I went about it, I don't know. Let me know if it's like, I don't think it was shady or anything. I was like, yo, here's a song. And I had my verse on it, and mm-hmm. I sent it to each one. And I guess they all thought like I was sending it to them. So it was going to be each one featuring me. And then I guess I was inspired at the time by
One Train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I want to do like a posse cut, like the dopest people that I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think you got that.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
Who is it? DJ Fusion in it?
And yeah, DJ Fusion on
the fucking, yeah, the Collins, so, yeah, every time the song dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had that. That was good. I'm glad it turned out the way it did, because it could have not, you know. So
excluding yourself, who do you think had the best verse?
Excluding myself, oh man. Yo, I don't know. I don't know. It's tough because, like, off top, I would say I would go with Castro. Well, but then I really like a lot of bars and TGs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them, you know? So, mm-hmm. it might edge out. So,
I love,
I don't know.
I
but
love,
then Sharik Devante also said another one of my bars, too, in his. So, like, that's love, you know? I don't know.
City
killed it at the end, like.
The acapella?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, at the end.
That's how you end it, you know what I mean?
So City at the end was dope.
City, like, no auto-tune, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
But, yeah, no, he ended it, and it was dope, you know? So, it's hard to say. I can't give you one, because, like, one day it'll be... Yeah. And then the next day, like, but I could rap all of their verses, so, like,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So. What's it like now, looking at everyone who was on that track, looking at where you guys are all at now?
It's good. I think that, I think everyone's still doing music, but I know, like, Castro / Bobby Bugal is still out here, you know? City Fidelia is doing numbers for the city, like, just right. so much, you know? And TG, like, I spoke to him today, actually, ironically. and yeah, that's my dog. Like, he's still out here. He's multi-talented too, right? Like, photographer.
Oh, dope.
As well. So
you got a couple tracks with him.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a few tracks. Freak. We have a few different ones. Mm. And Sharik Devante is the only one I haven't heard from recently. But yeah, no, shout out to him too. So yeah.
That's sick. Cause yeah, you guys have all like kind of gone your separate ways, but you know, you're still all very prominent figures in the city.
Well, we always link back up, you know, like a couple years down the line, there's Chicken Grease, you know?
Yeah.
And then we have OT Bob that's on Castro's Bobby Brugal's tape that he put out. And then
this recent one?
No, it was I think 2019.
Oh, okay.
And then City, like, I frequent the studio a lot. Me and him have records that like are not out.
Haven't dropped yet.
No.
That's sick. They'll be out.
But when they drop, so it should be good. Listen to it.
What's when it comes to music and the Ottawa scene, what do you feel like your responsibility or role is here?
I would say I don't know. Like, I'm do I have a responsibility?
I don't know. Do you feel like you do?
I don't know. That's a good question. If people feel like I do, I would say it's to always put out like your best foot forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, not that there's any, like, not that there should be any gatekeepers or anything like that, but I think that we should always just put our best foot forward and always present our very best and not necessarily massage our friendships because of whatever. Like, let's just focus on the music if we're gonna focus on the music, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
And that's that.
Facts. Being a young veteran from the city, like, do you consider yourself a young veteran? I should ask first.
I would say so. I like how it sounds, you know?
Young veteran.
Young vet. Maybe I should change my name. But yeah.
Does it, like, do you love, like, do you like looking down at, like, or not down, I should say, but looking at just all the new talent coming through the city?
Yeah, it's actually dope. There's mad, like, yo, I'm fans of a lot of these young guys coming up, like, still. Well, they're just younger than me, so let me not call them young. But I'm a fan of all these artists coming up, a lot of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. And, yeah, like, there's a lot to name. But you know what? If I name one, I got to name them all, and I don't want to leave anyone out. So if I fuck with you, you already know, because I probably, like, I'll reach out to you and be like, you know, no, like, no weird shit. Just, like, I'll reach out and be like, yo, I see what you're doing. I fuck with it, you know? Mm. Just because, like, that's, for me, like, I don't lose anything telling you, yo, I like your shit. It doesn't mean anything either, so, mm-hmm. you know? Yes, yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of young talent that's coming up. And there's also young talent that's not so dope, I'm sure. I just don't. There's so much music that I probably don't listen to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even still, just keep doing your thing, regardless.
Fuck nice. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to be a rapper these days, I guess. Yeah. But you'll push.
Do your thing.
Do your
thing. Well, that's sick, man. That's sick. I don't really have any more questions, really. Do you?
Let me check. yeah, man, I just wanted to know, I guess you mentioned, I wanted to ask, what's your goal when trying to make a full project? But you did mention that, you know, it's putting your best foot forward in terms of, expressing, delivering the quality of music you want to deliver.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes just also if you have a common theme or a common idea that you want to get across, do that without being repetitive. That's a challenge, but, like, you know, that's part of music, I think.
Would you say kind of like with the rotation thing going on? Like, what do you mean by that?
So, I mean, like, right now I would say I was working on a project that is based around a common theme that you could hear, like, you could assume right off the title, but, like, again, there's different meanings for it, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I think that having different songs that all sound different and come across different, but all have that same undertone is hard to do. But I think that with focus and just staying on it, I think you could do that.
I think you definitely achieved that with the Cold Capital project.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely solidified some
100%. And even with all your other EPs, just genuinely solid pieces of work, man.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to ask, where do you see yourself going with your art? Do you have any goals in terms of certain arenas or festivals you want to play at, certain collabs that you may
I did, but, like, I feel like right now the main thing is like I'm still trying to bridge the gap between art and sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I live on that slogan, that saying, you know, I actually got to be about it, right? So, like, I think my main thing is, like, wherever the art takes me, you know? Like, if I'm able to travel, well, you know, God willing, you know, with COVID and everything. But if I'm able to travel off art, regardless if it's, you know, a picture, a poem, a short story or whatever it is, you know? If I'm able to travel off that, like, that's, like, I'm in the right place, you know? Mm-hmm. In that time. So yeah, it's kind of weird the way I see it. I used to be like, yo, you know, Madison Square, LAX, whatever, or Staples Center, whatever, you know, but now it's just wherever, you know, wherever I'm needed, wherever I'm wanted.
Nice, man.
Wandering proper rapper.
I guess.
And I guess for, like you said, all the new cats and stuff that are coming out in the scene, is there any advice you would probably want to give these guys? Or what's the best advice you've received throughout this whole experience?
Yo, man, just try to be authentic to you, man, as much as possible. And, take time. Don't rush. Like, if no one heard of you, there's no rush, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect it. The craft, yeah.
Put your 10,000 hours in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. All right, man. You all good?
Yo, any dream collabs, though?
Dream collabs? Yeah, I've been asked this a couple times, and I feel like it changes, but if I do recall, the last time I did say, I think I said Bootsy Collins again. So, yeah. That's another plug.
That's crazy. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks for rocking it with us. Pretty Prince.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure, my dude.
Yes, plug yourself where the people can find you.
Where can people find you before we go?
Yeah, if you have Instagram, you can find me at Freddie Prince altogether. FreddyPrinz. Twitter, if you like to like share your thoughts through words, I'm there too sometimes. F_Prince, same spelling. And I'm on TikTok and other places too, but like not a lot.
You gotta look for those ones.
Oh yeah, and you can find all his music on all streaming platforms.
Yes sir. All right, man, it was a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you.
Until next time.
For sure.
Shout out to Stony too.
Shout out to Stony. Yo, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and yo, the mimosa was fire.
Word.
Mimosa was fire.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Catch you next week.
Thanks. Dope.